Panthers from New York City. Again, that is 1480 Gratiot, brand new art gallery down in Eastern Market opening. Happening Friday night. A band called the Vibratones, Vibratrons, are playing a happy hour up at Live in Ann Arbor. Dan Mahalan is a member of this band. It's a great rockin' band. And they're going to be playing and passing the bucket. It's a free show, but they're asking for donations to help a family up there who had a fire and lost everything. The Vibratrons playing Live in Ann Arbor. That's the name of the club, Live. It's at 201 First Street in Ann Arbor. Bloodline Riot is playing the Detroit Pub in Clinton Township with a touring band called Dreaming. It'd be a metal show to go see. Thornetta Davis not only is playing tonight with Johnny Bassett, but she's got a gig Sunday at Dylan's. And next week on the Motor Live Drive, we're going to have Almost Free performing live in the studio at 5 o'clock. And before that, we're going to have an interview with Sean Forbes, who is a rapper who has played at the Universal Studios Disney World, and he is in Ripley's Believe It or Not as being the first, maybe only, deaf rapper. He's going to be in to talk to us about Motor City Rising, a television show that's about to start that features Detroit. But that's happening next week. Right now, let's listen to the Motor City Kings finish up It's a Man's World. You can check them out at Nancy Whiskey's. Get out and support live music. Don't touch that button because we're about to go live in the Live Drive at 5 in just a matter of minutes. Nothing but a woman and a girl. And we got a woman in the house right now, Jennifer Westwood.
That's right. We're here on the Motor Live Drive at 5 today. And in the studio, we have Jennifer Westwood and her Waycross, Georgia farm boys.
Hey.
Hey, they're there. Well, what would you like to start off with us today, Jennifer?
We're going to start off with a few songs. We're going to go right into it. We're going to start off with Wayfaring Stranger, if that's okay with you guys.
Well, right. Of course. Whatever you care to do.
Let go.
dark clouds will gather around me. I know my way is rough and steep. Oh, yeah, beauty spins life before me. Where God's redeemed, their vigils keep. Road, and I've seen a lot of songs going down.
Nice. Hey.
We're having fun in here.
Well, good. You're supposed to be having fun. It's Jennifer Westwood and her Waycross, Georgia farm boys.
That's right.
Hey, Jennifer, would you like to introduce these farm boys for us?
Absolutely. I have the fabulous Dylan Dunbar over here on guitar.
Hello.
Hello.
And he also does a little bit of vocals.
Yeah.
And we've got Jackson Smith over here. On the far end, he plays banjo, guitar, and mandolin for us.
It's kind of a Swiss Army knife of musicians.
Well, wonderfully talented two guys. I'm very fortunate.
And also
really good at playing out-of-tune guitars.
And they've got such a wonderful singer to work with, too.
Well, thank you. Hey. I like to think so. But.
And you're going to be busy because I know you got a show tonight, and I think you've got a couple others this weekend I read about.
Go ahead, Dylan.
Yeah, tonight we're doing Andrew's on the Corner. Thursday nights, it's not just us. We rotate with Howard Glazer.
Yeah.
So every Thursday, Andrew's on the Corner, nice guy Mike behind the bar.
And nice guy Mike is probably listening right now.
Hopefully.
We'll have to give him a shout out. Hey.
One of the nicest guys we know. That's why we call him Nice Guy Mike.
Great proponent of live music in Detroit.
He is.
It's hard to find people that are that enthusiastic and supportive, especially around town. Everyone's working real hard to make ends meet, especially these days, but it's real hard to get people out to places.
And this is a really great new little bar that's...
It's over on Joseph Campo, right across the street from the Rattlesnake. It's in the Warehouse District. It's right at the end there. It's a nice, quaint little bar. We're over in the corner, and we'll be playing from about 9 until... We're done.
And really, it's one of the oldest bars in the area, isn't it?
I believe so.
It is very old. Mike's been trying to get music in there for some time, and we ran into him over at Sinbad's at a gig, and He was like, this is great. This is what we need. This will work there, because it's not really the kind of venue. It's a great, cozy, intimate venue, perfect for what we're doing.
Right,
it really is.
Yeah, it's a blast. They serve, you know, Michigan beer, so you're supporting the economy.
And I got to give it up for the sweet potato fries.
Absolutely,
yes.
Absolutely,
they're good.
It really is a great place. So I suggest, you know, everyone, if you can make it, it's actually in a good part of town. And if you've ever been down to the Warehouse District, it's actually really nice.
You can actually walk down to the Riverwalk.
That's right.
From there.
You can also jump in the river if you want. I mean, if you don't like what you hear, the river's right there. You can jump in. Feel free.
No, it's been a real nice little group you've got together, yeah, Jennifer. In fact, you told me about them at Ty Stone's show.
Right.
A couple of months ago, and you were very excited. I can see why.
Well, Dylan is more or less the mastermind behind the whole thing, but Dylan and I have so many common musical influences, and from, you know, soul to country, traditional country, and there's not a lot of people I've met that like some of the stuff that I like and have a fondness for this type of music. And so when he wanted to do it, and he called on Jackson, and I was just so excited as soon as I walked into rehearsal and heard them playing songs that my mother used to sing to me, you know. That's just awesome.
Well,
yeah, I've known Jackson for probably about 12 years, and him and I have, you know, we've kept in touch. Actually, I stole a lot of guitar licks from him back when nobody was playing country in this town. I'm just going to throw that out there. But him and I would sit around, and we've always wanted to do a band, but everyone's gotten really busy. And we had the brilliant idea, I think last year, to do a band with him, Brett Lucas, and myself. Because we all kind of, they play with the Orbitsons, and, you know, I'll fill in, so we all have a common ground. We've been friends for a long time. And everyone got so busy, and then we were like, well, you know what, why don't you just come do this thing with Jennifer and I, and we're going to call it the Waycross Georgia Farm Boys, which is an old band from a long time ago.
Oh, I was going to ask where the name came from.
The name actually comes from a Mickey Newberry song that Waylon Jennings covered on Lonesome Ornery and Mean, called San Francisco Maple Bay Joy.
Whatever that just said. I just heard words coming out of you.
Basically, I'm just showing off my music nerdism. And it was in the early 2000s, a buddy of mine on drums by the name of Jack Snyder, him and I used to go and pretty much get the phone call to open for a band if anyone had a band drop out of their show. Say, I'd get the phone call and say, hey, can you come out? I need a band tonight. The opener dropped out. So we did that a few times, and a buddy of mine said, you guys are the Waycross Georgia Farm Boys, and that's kind of been where that came from, and it stuck over the years. To anything I throw together that's kind of a hodgepodge of Americana music gets this stamp.
All right. Well, why don't we stomp out a couple of songs for our listeners now?
Absolutely.
What's up?
All right.
Full Miners?
Yeah. I think we're doing that. One, two, three.
Cabin on a hill in Butcher Hollow. We were poor, we had love. That's the one thing that I made sure of. I shoveled coal to make a poor man's dollar. My daddy worked all night in the vent. goes on the washboard every day. Oh, I've seen her fingers bleed, but to complain there is no need. She'd smile in my misunderstanding way. In a summer town, we didn't have shoes to wear. But in the winter town, we'd all get a brand new pair. From a man, Lord, I can't loan money made from selling a home. Daddy always managed to get money somewhere.
It's real interesting. You've got a couple of different voices you use for your vocals. It's
You know what? I love singing. Obviously, I'm in three bands, and I do acoustic stuff with Dylan. I just think the voice is an amazing instrument. And,
on you it is.
Well, thank you.
All right, we're going to do here... Yep, this is an old Billy Joe Shaver song. Billy Joe Shaver is one of Jackson and I's favorite. He's got a live album that's just phenomenal. And he wrote a lot of tunes for Waylon and all those good honky-tonks and outlaw stuff. So here's a tune called George on a Fast Train. Sweet Caroline, I don't ever
fortune raising in an ed education. Ain't any of treating me this way.
Everybody at home, basically, you know, you pretty much probably figured it out. They're trading back and forth, just kind of playing musical chicken.
Yeah. These guys are just picking and grinning out here.
It literally.
Pretty much.
It's just fun. We just have fun. It's fun watching these guys have fun when I'm not doing anything.
No,
and when we play out, people tell us that. They're like, you guys are just fun to watch.
You really are. People got to come down and see you live.
Yeah, we have to clarify that, Jennifer. You weren't doing just nothing. You were definitely dancing and enjoying it. But it was great to watch the whole band because they just kept, one would smile, then the other one would smile.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun. Jackson and I have real good chemistry. We just have a lot of fun, and we actually just try to make the other person screw up is really what we're really trying to do. Yep. So when we're going on like a really long solo, we're just trying to punish the other person. That's pretty much it.
People ought to come down and see you live down at Andrew's on the Corner tonight. And that's down on the corner of Joseph Campo and Atwood.
Yep.
Atwater.
Okay.
Yep. Also, this Saturday, if you can't make it out Thursday night, again, it's not just tonight. Every Thursday, come on down to Andrew's. But this Saturday, we'll also be at One-Eyed Betty's over in Ferndale. We've been really looking forward to the show. It's a new place. It's over there on Troy Street. It's just, I believe that's just south of 9 Mile.
Yeah, it's like a block south of 9 Mile.
It's the old Rosie O'Grady's that used to be there.
Oh, okay.
It's a new place. It used to be the Diablo Cantina, and they kind of axed that. And now it's It's One Eyed Betty's, and Jackson's already played there a few times.
Really good, really nice staff there. The place is very pleasant, kind of feels like a place you'd see music down south or something, you know.
So we're real pumped to play that. So we'll go on at 10 o'clock on Saturday.
All right.
And also, both shows are free, so come on out, support local music.
You really should.
You know, broke musicians. All that good stuff.
Yeah, skip the movies. The movies cost what, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
$20. Come have a free show, get a drink. There you go.
Right.
There you go.
That's right. Great thing to do on a Thursday or Saturday night.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Any night of the week.
Yes. The heck with going up north for the weekend. Come see us.
You can go up north on Sunday.
Right. That's what we're doing.
It is frustrating because there is so much great music in the city, and every weekend it's like, are we going to get out of town or what? Because there is so much happening. But
right.
You guys got some. I haven't been to One Eyed Betty's yet, but I've been there when it was Rosie O'Grady. So.
Right. Yeah, we're really looking forward to that. But we're going to play another tune here. I'm actually going to sing.
Ooh.
I'm going to do some Johnny Cash here.
All right.
For all you Johnny Cash lovers out there in Radioland. It's an F, Jackson.
Oh boy.
It's always been an F.
<What's
that>? Everybody knows where you go when that sun goes down. You think you only live to see the lights of town. You wasted my time when I would try. When all the lights have lost their glow, you'll cry. Soon your fickle love won't care for you. You'll come back to me for a little love, that's true. You'll call for me, but I'm gonna tell you bye. When all the lights have lost their glow, you'll cry. You're gonna cry, and you'll cry alone. Everyone's forgotten and you're left on your own. You're gonna cry. Soon your sugar daddies will all be gone.
Uh-huh.
You'll come back to me for a little love that's strong. You'll call for me, but I'm gonna tell you bye. When all the lights have lost their glow, you'll cry. You're gonna cry, and you'll cry alone. When everyone's forgotten and you're left on your own, you're gonna cry. You're gonna cry, and you'll cry alone. When everyone's forgotten and you're left on your own, you're gonna cry.
All right, yeah. What? Why, it's so much like Johnny Cash. Margaret said it's almost June.
What was that?
Oh. Margaret said it sounds so much like Johnny Cash, it's almost June.
Yeah.
Oh.
Thanks, Brad.
Oh, my.
Now, good tune here.
Okay, yeah, Dylan, you got that Johnny Cash thing right down.
I would like to, while they're tuning there, just remind everybody, I have a new app for iPhone.
Oh, good.
And you can find it in the iTunes store, or you can go to my website, which is jenniferwestwood.com. And I keep posted and updated on both of those places. Everything I do with any of the bands that I'm in musically, and I do obviously update the Waycross Georgia Farm Boys there. The app is free, and I'm really excited about it, actually. So go ahead and download it right now. It's neck and neck. Downloads China and America. I think it's great to have people downloading my app in China and France and Brazil, but
really?
Come on, America.
People are always crazy for that Detroit stuff all over the world.
That's true.
All right, we're going to change things up here. We're going to do an old Robert Johnson song. Down to the ocean to jump in. My baby showed up and said, I will tell you when. Well, to the ocean to jump in. You know about that, baby. Thank you.
walk up this mountain, feel around for my shoes. You know about that, baby. Had them old walking blues. Woke up this morning, feel around for my shoes. You know about that, baby.
That sounded real nice.
He's got a great voice, doesn't he,
oh,
folks?
Oh, yeah.
He
does. He's got that feel for it. Yeah. Now, Jennifer, other than your app for your that you've got for Jennifer Westwood, what is the best way for everybody to get a hold of you guys and gals?
You can check out our Facebook page, by all means, Jennifer Westwood and the Waycross Georgia Farm Boys. And we're keeping that updated as well. So if you're on Facebook, go ahead and like us on Facebook. Other than that, as I said before, if you go to my website, shoot me an email directly through there. It's really easy to remember, jenniferwestwood.com. And I will get your correspondence if you're not on Facebook.
All right. Well, hey.
Speaking of Facebook, I just checked ours, and I want to do a shout-out to Gerald and Marla, who are listening online. And Marla said, great rendition of Cry, Cry, Cry.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You guys have your fans already here.
So. Well, I think, you know, when you're having fun, and we always have fun when we do music, but it's just a different level of fun. I think with us three, there's no, everything is just whatever. It's easy going.
Pretty much.
Well, if everybody likes what they're hearing, they can come on down and see you tonight.
Yes, please.
Andrew's on the corner right at Joseph Campo and Atwater?
Yes.
Correct. Okay, I got it right this time.
All right.
What time you guys starting?
We're going to start around 9:30.
And you do a couple of sets.
We do three sets, yeah. You know, that could, you know, we could be done at midnight. We could be done at 1. It's, it depends on you people coming out to how long we play.
That's right. In fact, a couple of weeks ago I stopped out, and you had a regular rotating crew of people moving through to check you guys out.
Yeah, we did. It was a good.
Yeah, we had a few different shifts.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yep. Yeah. We're gonna do an Ozzy Osbourne song right now. I bet you really didn't think we were gonna say that.
Dylan never thought you would ever say that. Maybe when he was like 13.
Yeah, 13. I did say that quite a bit.
Yeah, I did see the Marshall stacks.
Yeah, just pretend we have Marshall stacks right now.
Too late to learn how to love, oh, and forget how to easy. Oh, well, that's how it goes. Millions of people living lives on. Yeah, maybe, yeah, it's not too late.
That's all you got?
These guys are having a lot of fun in here. This is real nice.
They're not so bad. They look a little scary.
Really? You're really playing that right now.
Now this is musical ADD going on here. This is all unplanned.
We do have one more song for you here, but we want to make sure everyone knows about Andrews tonight.
Yeah.
And Andrews every Thursday again. Howard Glazer.
Nice guy Mike.
And Nice Guy Mike.
Nice Guy Mike. Oh.
Nice Guy Mike.
They don't call him Nice Guy Mike for nothing.
They really don't.
No.
Also, One-Eyed Betty's this Saturday. Free. Both are free.
That's right. Come on down.
Even if you didn't like what you hear, come out and heckle us.
Please, you know, that would be pretty cool, actually. I've never had a tomato thrown at me. I would probably want to keep it and bronze it.
Yeah, that'd be a great idea.
I'll bring some bread and some lunch meat.
Yeah, so we get some mozzarella and some olive oil.
Oh, Mr. Fancy.
I am the one in the Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have to mention now that Jackson is wearing a do-rag in the studio.
That's right.
And Dylan is wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
I really am wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
And flip-flops.
Cargo shorts
and flip-flops. I'm on vacation.
He could be in his underpants.
It's casual Thursday at Andrews.
Yes.
Start your casual Friday early for free. Don't have to pay $5 like you do at work.
All right,
speaking of that, here's our last tune. Jen's wanted me to do this song for what feels like 10 years. It's a Def Leppard.
Really?
It's a
wow. That's kind of fun.
It's a Def Leppard song that I swear I'd never play.
Gotta have a little vision, that's all.
So here's our rendition of a Def Leppard song.
Love is like a bomb, baby, come and get it on. Living like a lover with a radar gun. Looking like a tramp, like a video van. Demolition woman, can I be old man? Razzle little dazzle, flash a little light. Television lover, baby, go all night. Sometime, anytime, sugar me sweet. A little miss innocent, sugar me. Sugar on me.
Jennifer Westwood and the Waycross, Georgia Farm Boys.
Thank you.
You can come out and see them tonight at Andrews on the Corner, Joseph Campo and Atwater, Saturday.
We can't wait to see you.
Saturday, Rosie O'Grady. Rosie O'Grady.
One-Eyed Betty's.
One-Eyed Betty's. Formerly Rosie O'Grady's.
Yep.
And where's that website people can check you out?
JenniferWestwood.com. If you are not on Facebook, if you're on Facebook, give us a like. The Waycross Georgia, Jennifer Westwood and the Waycross Georgia Farm Boys on Facebook.
All right. Tell you, have you got something you guys could kick out for about a minute and a half?
You got it.
All right. Thanks a whole lot for coming down. Mm-hmm. Everything's sounding so cool today on this hot, hot day.
There we go.
Those things that you laugh at, is it her? Well, could she love? Could she goo? Could she, could she, could she goo? Has anybody seen my girl? Woo! Well, if you see a 5 or 2 covered in fur, all those things that you laugh at, his in her. Well, could she love? Could she woo? Could she, could she, could she coo? Has anybody seen my girl? Has anybody seen my girl? Has anybody seen my, anybody seen my, anybody seen my girl?
This is WHFR Deer.